Good afternoon and welcome to The Boldness on 3CR 855 AM. The Boldness is about lived experience of disability, and I am your host for today on the 7th of March. Coming up on the 8th of March, 3CR has a huge special featuring women for International Day of Women. And the Boldness contribution to this day, that we're going to having a Boldness special, and we are going to be talking with Sarah Barton, whose many achievements include being the director, producer of Defiant Lives, a worldwide smash hit. But more importantly, she's got something very significant planned to do with the late, great Stella Young. Welcome to the Boldness, Sarah. How are you today?
Look, I'm really well. Thanks, Raf. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Look, it is an absolute pleasure. It's a complete honour that you've been able to take time out of your very, very busy life to talk with the Boldness. Now, let's actually do a little bit of reflection. Tell us a little bit about Stella Young, about how she, what she actually did.
Well, so Stella Young was, she was well ahead of her time. I mean, I've spent a lot of time recently, I'm making a documentary about her, I should just say up front. So I've spent a lot of time recently looking back at her work and looking back at archives of material that she did. So younger listeners may struggle to remember Stella because she died in 2014, which I can't hardly believe is nearly 12 years ago now. But, you know, the things that we kind of take for granted now, a bit like we do in the women's movement, in the disability movement, you know, Stella was really at the forefront of all of that. So she was a comedian, she was an editor of Ramp Up, which was the ABC's disability online portal. Can't believe they don't have anything dedicated to disability anymore. But, you know, and Stella also, the way I came to know her was through doing No Limits together for many years. So she was a pretty brilliant advocate for disabled people, and she did it in a way that was funny and entertaining and really insightful. So, you know, her life was very short. She was only 32 when she died, so she achieved a whole lot of really incredible things for a very young person. And so I think it's really, really important that we have a documentary that reflects on her life and her achievements, but also, you know, because I knew Stella very, very well, the film is able to also reflect on the more personal aspects of her life. And as we know in disability, and so many other spaces, the personal is political. So, you know, it was not only the work that she did, but the experiences that she had at a personal level that informed her politics and her advocacy.
As you've mentioned this, that Stella not only was a pioneer in a lot of different areas, I wouldn't describe her as outspoken. I'd say her as she was Stella, from my memory, as a comedian and in person, she was very assertive and clear about what she would do and what she actually wouldn't do as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, she was really quite political, and she analysed sort of the opportunities and the things that came before her. And, you know, the thing that I think it's easy to perhaps overlook now is that often she was confronting issues and ideas that were very kind of new and controversial. And today, you know, 12 years later, they might seem a little bit less controversial. But of course, you know, Stella really established the idea of inspiration porn, which, you know, infiltrates so much of, you know, disability politics now. But at the time, it was brand new and quite revelatory.
The one thing I do remember that, Sarah, that you were the producer, director of No Limits, which was on Channel 31. Can we actually put this in context, what No Limits did on Channel 31 and Stella's role as one of the, or basically the main host of it?
Stella was one of many hosts on the show. But no limits, again, you know, we've got these days, you know, there's a lot of people producing disability content with and without disabled people. You know, everyone kind of refers to, you know, the couple of the main players and everything. But back in 2000 and 2001, no one was doing anything in relation to disability except me. I mean, my history in the disability space goes back to the 90s, the early 90s, when I made a film called Untold Desires about sex and disability. And then, you know, for me personally, what happened was I made that film, Untold Desires, and I thought I was just going to be like an ordinary filmmaker and make films about all kinds of other things. But in 1999, my daughter, who coincidentally is also called Stella, was born, and my Stella has cerebral palsy. And that experience really made me sort of pushed me back into the disability world. And it was like, well, you know, here I am. I've made a film about disability. It's an area that's kind of ripe for a lot of, you know, examination. And, you know, maybe I can do a bit more in this space. And then in the early 2000s, Channel 31 got a new station manager who was actually an old film colleague of mine, a guy called Greg D. And when he arrived at Channel 31, he realised that there was no disability show. You know, they had shows for, you know, Greek gardening, they had multicultural shows, all kinds of things, but nothing relating to disability. And Greg also had a child with a disability, and he knew me, like we both kind of had connected through that shared experience. And so he came to me and said, you know, Sarah, we've got to make a disability show. Now, I was a bit resistant in the beginning, but eventually I could see the importance of it. So we started, you know, looking for some funding and looking for a way to get the show made, which, as it turned out in those days, because it was so new, because no one else was doing it, getting the funding was actually relatively easy. Now, I think it's really important also to point out here in 2026 that back in 2001 or two, you know, it was almost inconceivable that disabled people would make this show themselves, you know. So there was just a kind of not only were disabled people not seen on television, but the idea that they might actually operate behind the scenes, you know, was inconceivable. And I know that that's a little bit hard to get one's head around. But that's why I, as a non-disabled person, found myself in that position. But we were doing something, we were sort of laying the groundwork for what happens now. So now, you know, there is no way that someone like myself would be asked to do a show like No Limits now, because, you know, we very rightly understand that, you know, disabled people should be telling their own stories. But that doesn't mean that I don't have my own lived experience as a parent, and also over 30 years having sort of worked with countless disabled people to tell stories on TV. So anyway, enough about me.
Well, Sarah, while we're actually referencing No Limits, we're going to do a little nod to the late Finn Meir as well, who actually had a lot to do with No Limits, and he had quite a great deal to do with the boldness from its inception. But that's actually another story in itself. But you've mentioned the term inspiration porn, and people actually make it. One of the things that always I associate Stella Young with was her very famous interview where she was said, you must, the presenter on live TV said, you are such an inspiration, or words to that effect. And Stella, in her own indubitable way, said, thank you very much. I'm not your beeping inspiration on live TV. And I just thought, anyone who does that must have a good heart. But it's actually that's the whole thing about it.
Well, yes. But, you know, in the early days, so Stella came on in the, you know, very first episodes of No Limits. There was a small group of about, I think we had six or seven presenters on a rotating kind of basis, and Stell very quickly was seen to be, you know, one of the brightest stars. Like, she could just jump in and chat on any sort of subject, and you know, she really had the kind of she had the quick wit and the intellect to be able to do, you know, sort of almost live TV, you know, like she could just think on her feet and she always thought carefully about the subjects at hand. But in the early days, we were all finding our way, you know, in how to talk about disability. And when I look back at those very early episodes of No Limits, there were some stinkers of stories on there. You know, they weren't like great, you know, they were quite possibly, you know, edging towards inspiration porn. But I think that was where we all started to think about these things. And, you know, why do some of these stories make us feel a bit icky? You know, like, why does it feel patronizing? And that's where you start to kind of go, oh, I see what's going on here. So I was really witness to Stella really forming those ideas.
Stella really was ahead of her time, thinking very, very quickly on her feet, and holding that space for other people to come into as well.
Yes. I mean, you know, she was a very young woman, and she really thought very deeply and carefully about disability politics, I guess. And, you know, in many ways, she led the way. I mean, she had the opportunity through No Limits to really explore her ideas. And you know, she pushed me to do better. She pushed so many people to do better. And, you know, I mean, of course, I'll completely appreciate having had that chance to work with her and to, you know, I mean, we both pushed each other in different ways, but she certainly helped me to engage with disability politics in a way that I don't think others were doing at that time. So, but, you know, it's very important to understand that in the early 2000s, there was no, you know, idea about filmmaking actually for disabled people to make their own films. I mean, I knew of, well, not at the time, in hindsight, I know that there were a small handful, very small handful of people trying to work in the film industry who did have disability, but they didn't really identify and they tried to hide it, you know, because it was just not a thing. But now, you know, we have programs for disabled filmmakers, disabled people to tell their stories. And, you know, the sort of groundwork for all of that was laid by, you know, programs like No Limits, which were operating, you know, 25 years ago.
That's right. Now, that's actually a time for us to play some community service announcements. Welcome back to The Boldness on this highlight edition on March the 7th, featuring women and their contributions to the disability movement. And currently we're talking with Sarah Barton about her forthcoming documentary on the late Stella Young. Now, why is it important? What's this documentary? What's this going to be all about?
Well, look, Stella made such a significant contribution to the disability space in her lifetime. You know, in her incredibly short life, she had a massive impact. And she was also like an incredibly entertaining comedian. She was an entertaining writer. She's, you know, really, she just had so much charisma. And I think that it's incredibly important that we have a documentary that reflects on her contribution and, you know, looks at her life. And because I knew Stella very well, I knew her for a long, long time. We were very dear friends, personally and professionally. And I felt very comfortable wanting to make a film about Stella. So I think that it's high time we had one. It's taken a very, very long time because getting funding for independent documentaries these days in the current climate is extraordinarily difficult. And you know, we make small steps of progress, and then we have to wait, you know, for the next little trickle of funding. So it's extraordinarily difficult, but I think it's really important that we have a film that looks at Stella Young and her life and her times and her contribution, because she's a wonderful, wonderful character. And young people really want to know her. They want to know more about her. And the best way for them to do that is through a documentary.
Whereabouts are you based with? There's a fundraiser coming up to make a documentary about Stella Young. Can you tell us more about it?
Sure, sure. So, you know, we've raised small amounts of money from various different pockets, and we are just planning to go to Screen Australia and try and get a significant amount of money. But they also expect us to raise money elsewhere. And to that end, we've decided to enlist the wonderfully generous comedians who worked alongside Stella in her lifetime, and others who've just thought that she was just an amazing talent. And they're all donating their time and their skills and their comedy in a big gala fundraiser, which is happening right at the centre of the comedy festival. So we've had the Malthouse Theatre has given us their space, their big Merlin Theatre. We've got a number of like very high profile, well-known comedians who are contributing to the show. And we've got a fabulous 2-hour matinee on Saturday the 11th of April from 2 p.m. at the Malthouse Theatre. And it's going to be just a wild, fabulous day. But the main thing is that all of the ticket sales and anything that people want to donate extra on the day will go towards the documentary. So we're really hoping that we can raise a pot of money that will allow us to do some more filming and will just take us that bit closer to having the film made. I mean, the film's taken, like many of my films, they take years to make, and that's usually due to limitations on where we can get funding. So getting money, getting cash to spend on things that you just have to buy for a film, that's really vitally important. I mean, I can't count how many hours of my time, but, you know, actually having the cash to pay for things that you need to pay for is really important. But really importantly, it's an opportunity for Stella's community of comedians, her comedy community, who she absolutely loved, to give back to Stella. So, you know, Stella's very much known in the disability world, but she was also a very, very beloved figure in Melbourne's comedy scene. And we've even got, you know, international acts going to be on the show. So I'm actually not able to tell you all of the names, because there are a lot of comedians who are selling their own shows as part of the comedy festival, and they've asked us not to advertise the names of them. But I can assure you, beloved comedians from television, from, you know, across Australia, that people will know and recognise are going to be part of this lineup, and it's going to be amazing. And our MC for the day, we can advertise, is the wonderful, wonderful Reuben Kay, who I don't know that he was performing at the time of Stella, but he's, I'll let you into a little secret, his mother is our script editor on the script, and so we got him that way. And we're delighted to have him emceeing the show. It's going to be fantastic.
Look, I'm sure that it will be. And the Malthouse Theatre is up in Stewart Street in, I think it's South Bank. It's just next to South Melbourne and the CBD in that space there. And I'm trying to think. I think it's tram stop number 17 from memory is the closest accessible tram stop on the number one route from memory.
Yes, but I think also if you're a wheelchair user, particularly if you've got an electric wheelchair, it's a reasonable wheel from, say, Flinders Street Station if you're coming in by train. We wanted to have a matinee, so it would be really easy for you know, disabled people to come and join us. You know, we wanted to try and make it as accessible as possible. And we do have it, the show is being Auslan interpreted as well. So it's going to be a wonderful show. But importantly, I really do believe it's going to sell out. So if people want to come, they must go and buy tickets quickly, because we've already sold quite a lot of tickets. I'm very pleasantly surprised how many tickets we've sold. It will sell out. So, you know, if it's something you want to be a part of, buy tickets as soon as you can.
And whereabouts can we buy tickets from, Sarah?
So you can either go directly to the Malthouse website and look up their comedy festival shows, and the Stella Young documentary fundraiser will show up there. Or you can go to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website and look through there and just search up Stella Young documentary fundraiser. We tried to keep the title of the show as plain as possible so people would remember it. It should be easy to find. So, and while you're at it, you can follow us on Instagram at Stella Young documentary, keeping everything as plain and rememberable as possible, so you'll find all the details there as well. So it's easy to find, but it will sell out, so anyone who wants to go really should hop to it.
Well, let's go slightly off here script here slightly off here script at this point, Sarah. Is there also a GoFundMe as well?
Oh, look, there actually is, and it's not GoFundMe. We're actually hosted on the Documentary Australia website, and that is documentaryaustralia.com.au. And then if you search up the Stella Young documentary, so if you can't go to the comedy show but you'd like to contribute to the film, then you can make a tax-deductible donation to the film through Documentary Australia, documentaryaustralia.com.au, and look up the Stella Young documentary. I think on there it's called Stella, I'm Not Your Inspiration, which is the title of the film. So, but it'll be easy to find. And you can read all about the film on that website as well. So there's lots and lots of details, a little trailer, all kinds of things that you can really do a deep dive into it on documentaryaustralia.com.au.
Well, as I'd like to thank you very much for joining us on the Boldness today. So thank you very much for your time, Sarah.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's always a pleasure, Raph.
Oh, well, I'm glad that it's a pleasure. And more importantly, it's actually remembering the late, great Stella Young of what's coming up. So if people would like to get involved, it's a big part of disability culture and the disability movement. This is a great way to contribute to making it happen. Again, thank you very much for your time. We're going to finish up with play a song. So keep listening to 3CR. And if you don't think the revolution has started, you've been listening to the wrong station. This is 3CR, Voice of the People. Thank you for joining me today. Well, it's on this special edition of The Boldness on Saturday, the 7th of March. The Boldness has spoken with Kath Duncan from Specials, which will be an absolutely fantastic show. And we've also spoken to Sarah Barton, who is producing a documentary on the late, great Stella Young. Keep listening to 3CR on 8:55 a.m. for International Day of Women's broadcast. It will be absolutely sensational. And looking a bit more into the future, quick little plug here for The Boldness. Coming up on the 18th of March, The Boldness has spoken to Zoe Simmons about trolls on social media, social stigma, and how to overcome this. And let's go out with a song. Let's listen to Crossroads by Roma Clark. Thank you for joining me on the 7th of March. Keep listening to 3CR, 8:55 a.m.